In 1914, Sir Ernest Shackleton set out on the Endurance expedition to cross Antarctica. When the ship became trapped and eventually destroyed by ice, his mission collapsed. Yet Shackleton's leadership began in earnest. Over 20 months, he kept his stranded crew alive through brutal conditions, navigating both the physical perils of the Antarctic and the psychological strain of despair. Shackleton's genius wasn't just courage, it was his precision in using power. At times, he exercised authority decisively, demanding compliance for safety. At other times, he relied on prestige, camaraderie, and referent power, listening, sharing risks, and modeling endurance. In the end, every man survived. Shackleton's story reminds us, leadership power is not about raw force, but about knowing which lever to pull when and how. You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and you're listening to episode 5, the final one of our special mini-series on power in leadership. Over the past several weeks, we've built a comprehensive understanding of power. In episode 1, we created an owner's manual with French and Raven's 6 bases. In episode 2, we explored how soft versus hard power feels from the follower's perspective. In episode 3, we examined what happens when leaders fear losing power and turn self-serving. And in episode 4, we looked at designing structures, signals, and safeguards to keep power healthy. Today, we bring it all together. This episode is your playbook, a set of principles and tools for applying power with precision, balancing effectiveness with ethics, and ensuring that power serves the group rather than corrupting the leader. And one quick reminder before we dive in, this fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and biological and evolutionary traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. Now, let's talk about power as a precision instrument. Yes, you heard me correctly. Power and precision is the name of the game. Power is like a surgical tool. Blunt when mishandled, life-saving when used with precision. Leaders who see power as a hammer tend to overuse coercion or reward, treating every problem as compliance. Leaders who see power as a toolkit can select the right base, expertise, legitimacy, referent, information, depending on the challenge. Look, the question is not, do I have power? But am I applying the power I have in the right way, in the right dose, for the right context? Let's summarize the 4 insights that stand out from research across this series. Number 1, French and Raven's Bases of Power, 1959. And again, we have the literature in the show notes. Power is plural, reward, coercive, legitimate. These are the hard powers versus expert, referent, informational. These are the soft powers. Leaders who diversify their use of bases adapt better to complex challenges. Number 2, motivation outcome research by Peyton, Cigarmi and Fowler, 2020. Hard power leads to suboptimal motivation, compliance without commitment. Soft power fosters intrinsic and identified motivation, boosting resilience and creativity. Number 3, the research about fear and competitive climate by Visse et al, 2019. Leaders fearing loss of power often turn self-serving, especially in zero-sum contexts. This highlights the need for stable legitimacy and collaborative climates. And number 4, the findings of being able to flex your behavior, the behavioral flexibility research by Yukol, 2013. Effective leaders display influence flexibility, matching tactics to context and shifting when old approaches fail. Rigid leaders who default to one base erode effectiveness over time. And these 4 points together create a unified insight. Power used indiscriminately erodes. Power used flexibly, emphatically, and transparently sustains. Here are some examples in practice to show the underlying and resulting dynamics. Ashoka the Great in India, 3rd century BCE. After the bloody Kalinga War, Ashoka shifted from coercive dominance to prestige and referent power, ruling by moral authority and public welfare. This pivot demonstrates how leaders can reset their power mix for legitimacy. 2000 plus years forward, Paul Polman at Unilever, he championed purpose-driven leadership, using informational and referent power to rally employees and investors around sustainability. Polman demonstrated that soft power can align even large corporations with global goals. And again, Ernest Shackleton, his Antarctic expedition shows a leader combining power bases, directive, authority for safety, prestige and camaraderie for morale. His story embodies the essence of precision in power use. And from all these lessons, we can distill a playbook, a strategic one for the use of power. Chapter 1 of this playbook. Diagnose before you act. Ask, what is the problem? Compliance gaps? Innovation bottlenecks? Motivation fatigue? Different challenges demand different bases. Chapter 2, most importantly, default to soft, reserve hard. Build your leadership primarily on expertise, credibility, and transparency. Use coercion or rewards sparingly and explicitly, especially in crisis or compliance. Always reset after hard power use. And here's one big lesson. There's only one time to make the first impression. If you take over a team and your first interaction is a hard power play without an emergency situation, you lost. Your team, respect, and most importantly, the intrinsic motivation of your team members. I've seen this and continue to see this over and over and over and over and over again. Terrible. Chapter 3. Monitor the climate. If your culture emphasizes rivalry and zero-sum thinking, expect leaders to hoard and protect. If your climate fosters shared goals, expect leaders to serve. As a leader, model collaborative norms. And chapter 4, build feedback loops. Since power reduces empathy, as Keltner, Grünfeld and Anderson showed 2003, design systems, feedback channels, peer reviews, open forums that restore perspective. These safeguards help leaders stay attuned. And then chapter 5, practice restraint. Like Washington resigning his commission, restraint signals legitimacy. Giving up unnecessary controls builds more trust and grabbing more authority. I'm not asking you to give back your leadership role. No, I'm asking you to maybe let go of some work streams within your leadership responsibility you normally would control. Let somebody else do it. Give that up. And if there is one thing I wanted to take away from this episode, it's this. Leadership power is not about how much you have, but how precisely you use it. Power becomes corrosive when wielded bluntly, but transformational when applied with empathy, flexibility, and restraint. Because here's the thing. You might have followed the TV series Vikings. I devoured that, literally. All, I don't know how many seasons, 6, 7, 8, whatever. And my favorite character, probably everyone's favorite character on that show, Ragnar Lothbrok, King of the Swedes, said something so powerful about power that I even quoted that in my book, The Mammoth in the Room. He said, power is dangerous. It corrupts the best and attracts the worst. And then he also said, power is only given to those who are prepared to lower themselves to pick it up. All right. And with that, we wrap up our Power in Leadership mini-series. Over these episodes, we've seen that power isn't a single force, but a toolkit of bases. That how it feels to followers matters as much as how it's wielded. That fear of losing it can corrupt. That structures and safeguards can keep it healthy. And that precision is the hallmark of wise use. Power can corrode or transform. And as leaders, it's our responsibility to choose wisely. I hope this series has given you new lenses, deeper insights, and practical strategies for leading with integrity and impact. All right, this was it again for today. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share it with anyone in your network interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. keep an eye out. And lastly, if you want to learn more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does that in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is Mammoth in the Room. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.